Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on the Honda you'll love. I'm Winston Harrison. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia authorities have charged a man in what they say appears to be the accidental deadly shooting of a 7-year-old girl inside her home in Juniata Park. KYW's Matt Coughlin has the details.
24-year-old Alan Wynn of Philadelphia is charged with involuntary manslaughter in the death of 7-year-old Mia Andahar. Mia was in an upstairs bedroom with a 2-year-old in a home near I Street and Erie Avenue about 2:30 Sunday afternoon. Police tell us downstairs on the first floor were Wynn and the male homeowner. Suddenly, a gun went off.
It was a tragic accident based on the information that we have thus far. It does not appear to be intentional in any way.
That's Inspector D.F. Pace. He says the girl either accidentally shot herself in the face or possibly the 2-year-old picked up the gun and shot her. Mia was rushed to St. Christopher's Hospital, where she passed moments later. In addition to involuntary manslaughter, Wynn is charged with recklessly endangering another person and endangering the welfare of a child. He's being held on $50,000 bail.
The homeowner was also taken into custody Sunday, but there are no indications he's been charged. Well, it's time to break out the rake. Philadelphia's annual leaf recycling program is now underway. Collection trucks will be deployed citywide throughout the next several weeks. You can see the full schedule on the city's website. Bagged leaves can also be dropped off at several designated locations on Saturdays, starting this weekend on the 9th. The program runs through December 21st. The Philadelphia District Attorney's Office says its election task force is ready for issues, questions, or problems at the polls. KYW's Raquel Williams has more.
The DAO's election task force is charged with handling complaints and reported infractions of the Pennsylvania election code, such as bullying and intimidation. DA Larry Krasner says no voter should have concerns about their safety or whether their vote will count.
Everybody in this city is working and has been working for months to make sure that there will be nothing tough about that experience and nothing to fear in that experience.
Philadelphia Sheriff Rochelle Bilal.
Our deputy sheriffs are going to be operating from in the morning until way after the polls close. We're making sure that those drop boxes are going to be safely transferred to the places where they're going to be counted.
The city is also ready for any protests or gatherings that may occur.
Voters with questions about the election process should contact the Philadelphia City Commissioner's Office. County elections officials are getting ready for the final leg of the marathon, getting in-person polling places ready and prepping to count hundreds of thousands of ballots. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwood reports.
Montgomery County Commissioner Jamila Winder asks all voters to respect poll workers who are essentially volunteers.
As an act of service to our community, these are not political people, our poll workers. They're really ensuring that our election operation runs smoothly.
Bucks County Commissioner Bob Harvey says if voters have any questions, they should go to county websites like buckscounty.org or montcovotes.com. He says third-party sites and social media pages have been giving misleading or sometimes even wrong information.
We had one site that listed the Bristol Borough Town Hall as a place where you could pick up, you know, mail-in ballots, which is not true at all.
As for when they'll be done counting, Winder's estimating midday Wednesday. Harvey wouldn't guess when they'll finish. Mail-in ballots take time to open and get ready to scan, but workers can't start opening the envelopes until 7 a.m. on Election Day. Montgomery County processed 193,000 mail-in ballot applications. Bucks County sent out about 150,000 mail-in ballots. Chester County processed 122,000 applications. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It was a record-setting early voting period this cycle in New Jersey. More from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
Prior to this year, it was uncommon to wait in lines at early in-person voting centers. More than 1.1 million people showed up this year. Micah Rasmussen from Rider University's Rebovich Institute says people seem to like the option of early voting.
Neither side has a decisive advantage, so it's something that both parties are using at this point, are finding a way to vote early.
Of the 1.1 million or so votes so far, Democrats are ahead in turnout by about 20,000 votes. Rasmussen says this advantage doesn't account for unaffiliated voters, which he says have sided with Democrats lately.
The independent unaffiliated vote is not helping Republicans to make up any of that strong Democratic advantage that exists in New Jersey.
With early voting and mail-ins added together, about 2 million people have voted so far, which is roughly one-third of all registered voters. That's the O-Local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.